Okay. No one else was standing. They had all
sat down.
Okay. If you want someone to not wait until the potatoes are passed, you might say,
please pass the potatoes.
Okay, if the potatoes are already there in front of you, and you're the hostess and you want to take some potatoes, you might say,
would you like some potatoes?
Okay. Would you ever say, take out or take or help yourself or take some?
Have some potatoes.
Okay, say you had just said that to him, and so he went ahead and what? Himself.
Helped himself.
Okay. Since he had already what himself, I asked him to pass them to me.
Helped himself.
What?
Helped.
Okay. And if someone was working, you might offer to what?
Help.
Okay. If you were sitting at the table and you decided not to eat something, you might say, no thank you, I don't.
Say it again.
Okay. They offered you some food.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Say, say it's sort of a formal dinner someplace, and they offered you something, and you decided not to eat that. You might say, no, thank you, I don't
care for any.
Okay. Now, if you were at an intimate friend's house, a good friend, would how would you say the same thing?
I don't want any.
Okay. Okay, food has been cooked and served a second time. You say it has been
reheated.
Run it back again.
Reheated.
Okay. What do you call the food that's been done to?
Leftovers.
Okay. Okay, you put the food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
Okay. Have you ever eaten cornmeal boiled with salt and water and eat it with a spoon?
No.
Okay. Things like carrots and peas and beets and cabbage and so on, you call
vegetables.
Okay. Would you call them any other name, depending on whether you raised them at home or whether you bought them at a store?
No.
Okay. What would you call a small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables?
A garden.
Okay. What do you call this particularly southern kind of food that's often served with sausage and eggs, a lot of times for breakfast, made out of ground up corn and boiled, and it's served with salt and pepper and butter, sometimes with gravy?
I don't know.
Like if you go to Georgia, you'll get it for breakfast every time.
Grits.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything else?
No.
Okay. Now there's a different dish that's made out of corn too, but instead of being ground up like grits, it's made out of the whole kernel, but usually it's